Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this bonus open phone segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us and tell us about your biggest mistake, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630, because we're talking to the queen of auctions.
Oh, you could call and ask her how to pack something. She's great. She knows how to, she knows how to pack those dishes, I'll tell you that.
Right. Not so much the Andron fragrance.
Yes, but the dish is fantastic.
Hey. So I'm curious, the package, so Andron, which was a cologne by Jo Vann, was one of those 1970s disco colognes that was, you know, it had pheromones in it, it said. That, you know, it drove women irresistibly mad. So yes. It made you irresistible. So I was wondering, you know, if that thing, if the box suddenly had all the contents leak and it smelled like that, I wonder if, like, men were coming up to the box and saying, hey, you come around here often?
What are you wearing?
They were following the post office truck.
Want to see my etchings?
Hey, listen, we have a caller. Can we take it?
We sure
You guys
can.
Ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Denise from Union City, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as DENI_Valkyrie. Hello, Denise. What's your question or comment?
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Oh, okay.
I have been so excited to finally figure out how to get onto eBay Radio. Just got that lined up, and you keep talking about an image pattern identification tool, which just astounds me. I am very anxious to hear about this.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do.
Okay. So you want to go to your eBay app, and you want to make sure that your eBay app is absolutely up to date, is it?
I actually don't use the eBay app.
Oh, you don't have the eBay app?
I don't use that. No, I prefer using the standard classic site on my iPad.
Okay. I want you to download the eBay app and call us back.
I will do that.
I'm serious.
I didn't know this was live yet either.
You go and download right now and call us back. Download the eBay app.
I will do that right now.
You're going to be so excited.
I am so excited.
Okay. Thank you.
I can tell.
Thank you, Denise. Appreciate
it. When does that go
appreciate
live?
Appreciate your call, Denise.
Lee? When did that go live?
A couple weeks ago, I believe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Lynn, do you have your smartphone with you?
I do. Tell me what to do.
Okay. I want you to go to your eBay app.
I'm there.
Okay. You're at your eBay app. See over to the right of the search, there's a little camera now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh is right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't I have this for all my crystal and everything?
So you click on that.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can do an image search. And if you click on image search, you can either take a new photo. Now, think of this. You're in one of your sales, right? You've gone to an estate sale. You're there. You're going to take a photo of that piece of Baccarat.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to, after you take the photo, or you're going to select it from your gallery. You can do it either one.
Okay, okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, this is so exciting.
You're going to take that photo, and then you're going to click on search after you upload the photo real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm trying it right now with a spoon.
Oh, please. I'm dying. That's what I'm going to do with my mother's stuff. That's
oh, my
why,
gosh.
Yes.
This is really, really cool. I loved seeing the preview at the Open?
eBay Open, yeah.
Yeah, it just started a few days ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it pulled up some similar spoons. I'm going to have to, you know, look through it and make sure it's the right pattern, but I think it might have found it for me.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a game changer.
By the way, Griff, I did buy a pair of shoes on the break that had come up when I did the image search on my Onyx Pebble shoes. I did buy a pair.
That's the whole purpose. Excellent.
I know. It's very exciting.
Spend more money, Lee.
Okay, so we have some email. We have a question, email. Okay, I'd like to get Griff's opinion on a return policy.
Right.
If I list, well, first of all, we have to say that this is from George from Elgin, Illinois, known as GeorgeK809 on eBay.
Right.
If I list an item with free first-class shipping with an option to pay $5 for priority mail, 30-day return with seller pays postage.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer purchases the item and pays the extra $5 for priority mail.
Mm-hmm.
If buyer returns item, do I refund the $5? And he says he has two thoughts on this. First one is buyer's not satisfied for whatever reason, so should not pay anything. Second, the $5 is for expedited shipping, which they received. What are Griff's thoughts on this? Thanks, George.
Did they pay for the expedited shipping?
Yes.
Yeah, then you refund the expedited shipping.
Well, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. You didn't pay. The seller didn't pay for it. The buyer did.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. So that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, what's your shipping return rate? And how much has it cost you in returns last year, for example?
Mm-hmm.
And are you adding an incremental amount to your margins to cover the projected cost of taking returns? Yeah. Lynn, how do you handle this?
Very good point.
Lynn, how do you do this?
You know, and this is another one mistake I make all the time. How many times have I lost something that I can't find to ship?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and it's happened way too many times to mention. But what I do, if I can't find it, I won't waste hours. I'll go on eBay, see if I can find a similar item, and I will ship that from a different seller, and I will let my person know it's coming to you from someone else. And it's so funny. I just did this a couple days ago. I had sold some salad forks. I couldn't find them. I went on eBay. It was one of my Queens Court members, Jackie Chapman in California, bought them from her. She shipped them to my customer. My customer's happy. I always try to keep that customer happy. So as far as, like, returns, what was the question? I'm so sorry.
So what would you can't find something you sold? You were telling us what you do.
But we were talking about returns and
I got off topic. What was the question about returns?
What's going on here is that we had a list of questions we were going to ask her on the show.
Yes.
But now we're just gone with that. That's done and over with. So there's confusion going on.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So basically, when you can't find something you sold, you just told us what you did with it. She takes care of the customer.
Yes. And so that's what I would say with returns, too, is I would absolutely take the return that the man asked about, and I would give back the $5.
Yes.
You want to keep that customer happy because you want them to come back to eBay for everybody, not just you.
How do you prevent what happened to you? How do you go about with your inventory, taking care of your inventory so you can find stuff?
Oh, Lee, that is such a good question because, you know, I have a shelf number or a letter on every shelf. But I've moved this inventory. I have 13,600 things listed. I've moved this inventory 4 times. It went from my house to a warehouse, to a different warehouse, back to my house. So I would stop moving. That's how I lose things, because I've got people helping me pack up boxes, and then they're putting it back on the wrong shelves. So I must say that to in the future, I'm going to make one more move. I'm going to move to Ventura. And I'm going to open a retail store in Ventura, and I've got the space almost leased. In the back, there's a huge 2-car garage for my eBay business. I'm so excited to do eBay in the back and be able to buy stuff through the front door, just like I did at my grandma's 20 years ago. So very excited.
So you're coming back home?
Well, kind of. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get back into the retail. And then when I move this time, I'm going to pack every single box, and I'm going to be the one to unpack them. Because what happened before is I had some kids helping me, and if they saw the shelf letter, they assumed that it was the shelf above and not the one below, and it's the one below. So, oh, my gosh. Can you imagine moving this stuff 4 times? And
no, I can't.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
19 years, which is a lifetime.
Wow. Yeah. 19 years?
I started in 98, you guys.
Well, I guess you're right. 19 years.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
What's the most expensive item you sold?
I think the most expensive item I've ever sold was I sold a piece of art glass that my grandmother had given me, Dom Nancy. I bet Griff knows what that is.
What was it?
Dom Nancy. It's Cameo art glass from France.
I'm not sure I am familiar with
that. I'm surprised. He came from the Lorraine region of France, and I got $5.
Oh, where they make the quiches.
Good point. Good point. It's almost lunchtime, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I did. I got $5,000 for that.
Oh, wow. What did you expect?
You know, I priced it high because it had belonged to my grandmother, and she'd given it to me. So I wasn't going to take any less than, you know. Actually, I got $6,000 for it, thinking back. I did. I had it priced at $10,000, and someone offered me $6,000, and I took it.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's really good, and I tell you, when you sell something like that, you hold your breath that seller or that buyer is happy.
So you based your price a little bit on sentimentality.
Absolutely. I didn't care if that thing sold or not. You know?
I get it.
And sometimes you do have those things that you're going to list, and you're still going to enjoy them in your cabinet in your home. But if someone pays enough money, it's theirs. And my grandma practiced that in her shop. She had all her collections, but if someone came in and wanted an expensive piece of Vaseline glass, she'd say, Lynn, go in the living room and pull out that spooner from shelf three, and let's see if I can sell it to this man, because he wants it, and he's going to pay me a lot of money. So she did that, too. Mm. Yeah. Can't turn down money. So
you knew you retail before you started selling on eBay.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in it.
That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I worked for my grandma since I was like two or three.
Because we have to educate people through the years about who they are and what they are when they're selling on eBay. They're an entrepreneur, first of all.
Yes, for sure.
And they need to know these things. You know, they need to understand not only the history of being an entrepreneur, but what it takes to do retail.
Absolutely. This is retail.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new retail.
That's right.
Yeah. And I was also a buyer for May department stores. So I've been in retail my whole life.
You and Kathy Terrell kind of mirror each other a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
In that respect, because she comes from the same attitude as you, I think.
Yeah, she was a buyer. I remember. And also on TV.
Yeah, and what's fun about her is she'll walk down the street doing her little Facebook Live things and show us what's in the windows at Bloomingdale's. And
oh, okay, now that's so cool.
Yeah, because how they're doing their holiday windows and everything is how we should be doing ours, right?
Yeah,
our
exactly.
store on eBay.
Very, very good point.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn. It's always a pleasure. This open phone segment, bonus open phone segment, is sponsored by Bubble Fast. We've got the lines open, 888-723-4630. Call us on eBay Radio.
Shopping for shipping supplies can be a daunting task. There are just so many options. Padded envelopes versus boxes, bubble wrap and peanuts versus foam wrap and craft paper, regional rate boxes versus priority and dimensional weight. Oy, what's a seller to do? You need Bubble Fast's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They offer you everything you need for successful packing and shipping, and they walk you through exactly how to use it right from their website. They've got tools and packaging you won't find anywhere else, including a box sizer and their Scotty stuffer. If Mark and Robin don't already have what you need, they'll even create it for you. And if you have any questions, just call them via the Bubble phone. Find the shipping supplies and the know-how you need at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk. The easy way to source.
Thanksgiving kicks off a feast of retail moments for buyers and a cornucopia of marketing opportunities for sellers. Many major retailers and even malls will stay closed this Thanksgiving, which means more shoppers will turn to eBay, especially eBay Mobile. So while you're still enjoying turkey and cranberry sauce, you'll also be racking up sales. Next come the big three: Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. List as much of your inventory as possible, optimized for mobile. Then use Promotions Manager to create deals buyers will gobble up. Plan to spend extra time shipping and consider recruiting a relative or friend to help. Don't forget to take time out to be thankful.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.